Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, somebody, just make a joyful noise unto the Lord just because he's worthy. Come on now, make it just because, not because he's going to do anything for you, but just because of who he is. Come on, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. We bless your name, bless your name. We bless your name. Come on now, he's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of your praise. Come on now, bless his name. Come on, bless his name. I'm just going to share the broadcast on Instagram. Lady Michael, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, amen. I want to welcome everyone to this early morning Bible study. I'm not going to be long, just a few minutes to encourage you. Come on now, just begin to magnify him just because he's worthy. Come on now. He's worthy. He's worthy, not just because he can heal, but he's worthy because he's God. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on now. Somebody just bless him. Come on. I wish I had somebody with me that would just bless his name this morning. Come on. Glory, glory, glory. Come on. Just bless him. Bless him. Come on. I'm just sending this out to my peeps here. Amen and amen. Come on now. Father, we bless you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, I declare and decree that you are going to think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. Good morning, Sister Crystal. Amen. Love you too. Amen and amen. Come on now, the Bible says, behold, okay, get this, because you're in a new season. And we're getting ready to go into the Feast of Passover here in the next month, okay? The Bible says this. You are a new creature. You are a new creature. You are a new creation. You have been restored to your, come on now, to your creative Genesis chapter 1 state. You are a new creature. Old things, check it out. Old things, I want you to get this. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. See, when you understand that, listen, God loves you so much that every day you wake up, you've got new mercy, new favor, new grace, new love, everything. Old things are passed away. God loves us so much that he doesn't even want us using old mercy, old grace, old favor. Every day it's new in your life. Come on, somebody. Come on. Every day the grace is new. Every day the mercy is new. Every day the faithfulness is new. Come on now. He's every day, every day. Come on now. Please, can you go ahead and share this broadcast? Come on now. I want you to share it now. Share it. I'm sharing it right now. Amen. Listen. New. I want you to get this in your spirit. New. I want you to get this in your spirit now. New. Come on now. It's going to hit home here in a second. New. You're new. And don't look on the outward. Look on what God's doing with you on the inward. Okay. Okay, so you don't believe me. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Oh, my God. My God. Here it is. Old things, you are a new creature. Amen. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our ministry and our purpose and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then he says in verse 12, John chapter 1, verse 12, to those that receive him, the Word, he gave to them his power, his dunamis, his ability to become sons of God. He doesn't give you power to be a slave. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Because we've been taught to serve God, and that's God didn't tell us to serve him. Okay, see someone going, I'm going to mess with somebody's theology this morning. Oh, my God, my God. Okay, okay. First of all, let me just get this right here. Okay. When you understand, and I'm just sharing this out to my people, I'm going to please share this broadcast out today because the Lord's going to speak some things to you today that I believe he wants you to be empowered, okay? Okay? He wants you to be empowered. He wants you to, listen, you're not going to use your ability to get the job done or God's purpose in your life finished. You're going to use his power, his dunamis, his ability is never ending. It doesn't get weak. It doesn't get tired. Oh, my God. See, I'm trying to get this. Oh, my God. My God. Are you getting this morning? Oh, my God. See, I'm sharing this. See, I'm up here honoring my parents in the Lord. Amen. And I'm out here in the Ohio area because my father-in-law had a major surgery. So I'm up here taking care. Good morning, Quinteros. Taking care of my father. Amen. Because in God's kingdom, he doesn't say father-in-law. He says fathers. Oh, come on now. He's our heavenly father. He says, pray like this, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy what? Kingdom come. Thy will. Thy will. Your way of doing things. Your kingdom. Your way of doing things come. Oh, come on now. He's shot. Woo, come on. Somebody's going to get this. Your kingdom come. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Your kingdom. See, okay, we're going to find this out today. Okay, let's just, woo, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Okay. Hey, glory, come on. Get it. Get it right now. Come on now. This is going to bless you. Ah, glory. This is why I wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure everyone got this. Amen and amen. Listen. I wanted to make sure that you have the understanding that the kingdom of God, the power is in you. It's within you. Come on now. Someone type, it's in me. It is so. Come on. I'm going to show you. Listen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. New, this word new in the Greek is the kainos of God, which means new. It means recently made fresh, recent, unused, unworn, unused and unworn. Oh, my God. A new kind, unprecedented, uncommon, unheard of. You have been made new. You are unheard of. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Ooh, what God is going to do in your life today is unheard of. Oh, man, how can someone go from being in debt, thousands of dollars in debt, to being debt-free and a multimillionaire? He can do it in one day. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, I'm trying to get this to you. Come on now, Father, I thank you. Less of me. More of you, none of me, all of you, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word will fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Amen and amen. Okay, okay. Okay, see, I have to get this into your spirit. You're new. Someone type, I'm new. Come on now. Catch up now. Come on, someone type, I'm new. Come on now. See, this is what the devil don't want you to get. The Bible said, with all your getting, get understanding, you're new. Oh, come on. You are new. We'll say it again. You are new. Doesn't matter what your body looks like on the outward. You are new on the inward. He says, oh my God, the old man has passed away. Okay. Okay, one more. Okay, we got, oh man, someone messing with it. Okay. Let's go here. Okay. I'll get this to you right here. Amen. I want you to get this. Where is it at? We're going to Second Corinthians, the 4. Come on, Second Corinthians, chapter 4. Get this. There we go, Quinteros. Second Corinthians, chapter 4. I want you to get this. I'm gonna type this in for Instagram. Second Corinthians, chapter 4. Now you have to get this. It says right here. It says 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. And make sure I type it in right here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Look at what it says. It says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish," the outward, your body, "though it perish, yet the inward man," the spirit, the soul of a man, "is renewed day by day." Woo! "For our light affliction is just for a little moment." Okay, listen, what you're going through, and I'm sensing right now that there's a lot of circumstances, there's a lot of frustration, there's a lot of things trying to bombard you, trying to keep you overwhelmed, trying to get you overwhelmed. We don't walk in the spirit of overwhelm. We don't walk in fear, doubt, and unbelief. We walk in the power of God that's renewed day by day. Okay? I want you to get this in your spirit now, because what you're in is only temporary. Oh, my God. Okay? Because in that same scripture, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18, it says, "We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal," or temporary, "but the things which are not seen are eternal." I'm going to prophesy to you right now that the Lord is working out your deliverance, your manifestation, your healing, your peace, your joy behind the scenes. And what's going on is the Father, his kingdom, his angels, come on now, his warring angels, his word, his spirit is working on your behalf in the background, our glory, in areas that you don't even know is going on. And he's working out all things for your good. Oh, come on now. Someone type, "I receive it." Come on now, get it. Now, see, when you understand right here what God is doing in your life, okay? Now, here's the thing, okay? We are in the season. We are in this double portion season of 5784, which is God's calendar year, which happens at the Feast of Tabernacles at the time of Rosh Hashanah, God's new year of 5784. He said that this will be your season of favor and the greater, okay? Favor. He said the favor. Psalms chapter 5, verse 12. He said that, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, and you will compass him," or surround or submerge him with favor like a shield, okay? Then he said in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, that the glory of this latter house, not the house, the Bible says, Paul said, "You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So he was not talking about a building. He's God said, I cannot be found in brick and mortar that was built with man's hands. No. You are the house. What I built you. I created you in my image and after my likeness. He says, for this latter, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. Woo! And the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, and in this place, in you, I will give peace. This season right now that you're in, you're going to have more peace. Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of place. You're going to have more peace in your life than you ever have. Okay. Now that's what he said in 5784. And then in the new year, according to the world calendar, January 1st, 2024, he said this would be your season of obedience to new beginnings. So as you do the willingness and obedience of God, it's going to activate new doors, new windows. He said, prove me now and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. That word blessing means empowerment to prosper. So your obedience will activate new beginnings. And he said this through Ezekiel. He says in verse 22, he said, I'm not doing this for your sake, but for my name's sake. Verse 23, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 20. And then we just type this right here. Ezekiel chapter 36. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 36. And I'm in verse 23. Right now, amen. He says, look, I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord God when I be sanctified in you. See, everything is going to happen in you. The power works in you. The glory works in you. Oh, my God. The manifestation works in you. Everything in God's kingdom goes by spirit first, then it manifests in the natural. So the work is being done in you, then it's going to show up outside of you. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Verse 24, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all your countries and bring you into your own land. This is going to be your time and season of takeover, territory, dominion. Domain. God is going to give you a new land. But he says, I will then sprinkle you with clean water, and you shall be clean from your past, from your filthiness, and from your idols will I cleanse you. So listen, Father, right now I declare and decree the new clean water is poured and sprinkled on us right now. Oh, my God, old things are passed away. But I declare and decree that they are detached. They are severed. Oh, my God, they are separated from their past. No more condemnation, no more guilt in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 26, in a new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the hard heart out of your flesh. Verse 27, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my word, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Listen, if you receive that word this morning, listen, I guarantee you right now, oh my God, the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. See, when you get something that touches your heart, glory, that makes you say, I receive it, then listen, sow a seed into it. Sow a seed into my Cash App, $ProphetBryant2023. Why? Because God's doing something. If that word hits you, it's because God is doing it right now. And he says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Right now, I'm planting the seed of the word into your heart. The seed is the period of planting seeds or investing consistently, and the harvest will be the manifestation of the fruit from the seed being sown in your life. This is how you do it. Okay? You sow the seed. When you hear a word that touches you, you immediately sow the seed because you show God and the devil, I receive it. Woo! When you begin to hear something that causes you to respond, that's the kingdom of God working within you. Oh, come on now. $ProphetBryant2023. Sow the seed right now. See, oh my God, it says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. God is doing this in your life right now. See, he's doing it because he doesn't want you to have any connection to past, to yesterday, any connection to condemnation, to guilt, anything that would cause you not to move and press forward. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling by Christ Jesus. See, I'm teaching you with clarity and understanding so you can press for the mark. There's a goal. See, sin just means you missed the mark. Oh my God. This is why the devil, only you and the devil remind you of your past. God never reminds you of your past. See, so Father, I thank you right now. The slate is wiped clean. How glory. Oh my God, the slate is wiped clean. No more past, no more guilt, no more condemnation. No, whether to family, to old ministries, to old jobs, old friends, old acquaintances. Father, I sever and I destroy the past in their life. Ooh, my God, God is doing something in your life right now, but he needs you to respond. Sow a seed. You can use the Zelle or you can use the church website, www.restoredministriesint.org. You can use the Zelle and go from your account into the ministry account at restoredmintl@gmail.com. But get the seed in the ground now. Father, right now, I speak the blessing over their life. I speak the blessing over their life, that it rest and remain in their house. And devil, we serve you and notice, no weapon formed against them shall prosper in Jesus' mighty name. See, that's what the enemy didn't want you to do. He didn't want you to get the understanding that you're not connected to your past. God doesn't remember your past. You know what? Jesus never responded when he was told about people's sin, because he wanted you to stay disconnected from the past and past mistakes and missteps so you can always move forward. The armor of God is for moving forward. There is no protection for the backside because you never turn around on God. Woo, my God. Are you getting something this morning? Are you getting something this morning? Amen. If you are, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Now listen. Get your seed in the ground. Understand from this day forward, every day is a new day. And every day you're walking in new mercy, new power, new grace, and new favor. The favor of the Lord is upon your life. Oh, my God. Now, listen, this is going to be revelation right here. He says, it is me that gives you the power to get wealth, to establish the covenant. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm just typing this in for Instagram right now. Amen. Listen, understand, old things are passed away. All things have become new. I'm going to say it again. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. I'm going to say that one more time because I want this to get up into your spirit. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new in Jesus' mighty name. Did you get something today? Good morning, Sister Missy. When you understand, stop bringing up your past. Okay. You've got, okay. The word says this. To whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Can I say it again? Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God has made you free. Why are you trying to put yourself back in bondage? Okay, I'm going to say it again. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh, come on, somebody. Someone type, I'm free. It is so. Come on. Listen, make sure you sow your seed today. Amen. I'm gonna put the ways to sow your seed back up, but listen, sow your seed, allow your seed to make you free. Okay, I'm gonna say it again. Allow your seed to make you free. When you sow your seed into the kingdom, you are not connected to the devil, because the devil would never have you sow seed. Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Coming to you from Ohio. Amen. I'm up here with Pops, taking care of him while he's going through his surgery recovery. Listen, I do need your help. Sow the seed. Amen. Trying to take care of things while I'm up here and away from work and everything. But listen, sow the seed. You show the devil that you are no longer connected to your past. Be blessed.